You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking with Arden Carson. Arden is a senior development person at The Related Group. Arden, what's your real title there?
Senior Vice President, Development, but I also wear an acquisitions hat. So when I'm not developing in Brickell or Wynwood or Palm Beach, I'm actually looking for new transactions for Related.
There you go. And you wear your hat, hard hat when you do that, don't you?
Absolutely. I wore it for a good chunk of today, actually going up and down Brickell Heights on the buck hoist and checking out the amazing progress that we're making on our project.
That's the jargony way to say the little elevator on the side that we all freak out that people actually ride. Is that what that is?
You know, I don't even think about it. I just go in
and I'm lose it.
But each time we elevate and we go up a floor, it just is so exciting to look at the Miami skyline and what's happening. It is just so gorgeous and so exciting.
Oh, I'm excited. I was at the Brickell City Center across the street from your deal looking at it. Oh my gosh, it's just elevating and expanding. It's really just amazing. Now, what I've noticed about the Related Group is they seem to be doing, I'll call them urban communities.
Absolutely.
So is that sort of what Brickell Heights is going to be too? What are some of the things in Brickell Heights that are going to make it stand out from the rest of the buildings?
Well, we have a total of 690 residential units, and with that, we have about almost an acre and a half of open green space.
Well, so how many of those units are still available for sale?
Very few. We actually have about 8 homes left to sell, and they're high floor, beautiful,
wow.
3-bedroom, 4-bedroom units that are left. So
Sky Palace, hashtag Sky Palace.
Absolutely. Now is the time, because with all the activity in Brickell, the opening of Brickell City Center, I mean, that we see more and more people in our sales office every day. They're feeling it. They know that the retail Brickell City Center is going to be opening in the fall, and the momentum is definitely there.
Beyond momentum, you've created a whole new neighborhood there with Brickell City Center in your project, basically creating the epicenter of the new Brickell Avenue.
City within a city, absolutely, and we're walking distance right around the corner. And you would ask me about the amenities and what we're offering. So let me go back a little bit and just tell you.
Digame. That's what they say in Miami. They say digame, I think, right?
They do.
Okay, very cool. I'm multicultural today.
Voy a decirte.
Okay, you got me now.
Muchas cosas. Okay,
stop it. I'm a redneck from North Miami Beach, for crying out loud. You're showing me up.
Okay, so we have 2 pools on our 9th floor amenity deck. We have 2 club rooms. We have a conference center. We have a movie room. We have a kids' playroom. We also have an Equinox gym, 35,000 square foot Equinox gym.
Wait a minute. So like a real gym affiliated with Equinox, not just like a person that stenciled Equinox on there.
No, absolutely not. They are actually an owner in the building.
Awesome.
And they have 3 floors.
Oh, they bought a commercial condo?
They did.
Okay, so they're there for the duration.
State of the art. And if you see how crowded the Equinox facility is at the Four Seasons, I mean, there's definitely demand with the growth in the population, the daytime population, the full-time population. I mean, I'm a member of Equinox, and I just see every day there's more and more people, so it's going to be great for them to have another location right at the epicenter of Brickell.
You know, but it's a completely different market now. I mean, are they coming as somebody's got to be working day and night to come up with how you parse Brickell Avenue. I mean, there's just got to be Edgewater, Midtown, so there's got to be something going on, like the Arts District. So we know that they've been going to work up in the Omni area. Ooh, did I really just call it the Omni area? They're going to call pox on my house for doing that. But you know, the whole thing, it all started with me going to lunch at Rosanella's and realizing, hey, maybe there's another side to Brickell Avenue. Now, Rosanella's is gone. It was a cash-flowing land bank for years. And so now Brickell Avenue is just cranking. I remember when I did Mary Brickell Village, and so I remember that people couldn't understand, what are they going to need 3 Publixes for? Well, I think they're kind of getting the picture. Where's the 4th Publix going is what I want to know. I guess they call that Fresh Market. Or Whole Foods. My wife loves that Whole Foods.
Well, there's going to be similar to an Eataly in Brickell City Center.
So okay, hold on a minute now. What is an Eataly?
Eataly is located in
Fifth Avenue.
Is this a New York
Union
thing?
Square, yeah. New York, and it's a Italian market, and you can eat there. You can pick up items to take home, prepared foods. It's just a fabulous place for people to mingle, and you can have a glass of wine, but you also then can buy produce and proteins and take them home and cook them.
Well, yesterday when I called you and we teed up a little bit for this show, I said, Arden, what's that crazy multicolored thing hanging from that deal on Brickell Avenue that you guys are doing south of Brickell Heights? You said that's no crazy. Well, you go ahead. You tell them what you told me.
Well, that actually, that art piece that you were talking about is
art piece. I'm sorry. Okay. That art piece.
Okay. Well, it is.
I didn't say it wasn't. It caught my eye, didn't it?
Okay. The artist, his name is Linenbrick, and he's a famous artist, and he designed the facade for the SLS Brickell Hotel and condos, which is actually on 13th and South Miami Avenue. But we also at Brickell Heights have a very famous artist who designed our mural, and his name is Fabian Burgos. So whereas that is a vertical colored strips, ours is going to be more horizontal, showing a lot of the movement on Brickell Avenue and all the velocity and excitement that's going on there. So we're going to actually be starting our mural probably within the next 30 to 60 days.
So here I'm going to start evolving here a little bit now.
Okay.
So where's your project in relation to what could be considered the to-be-done underline? How close are you? Do you, like, interact with that at all?
We're literally probably about 100 feet from the underline. So, which
am I looking dumb here now, Meg?
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now, stay there. We don't want you getting encroached too far, Meg, because mm-hmm. this is Arden's time. But Arden, uh-huh. So you're 100 feet from there.
Yes.
So to me, that sounds like it's an incredible benefit, because now the active person living on Brickell Avenue has a green place that they can go run, bike, or hike for miles.
Well, and it's not just about a green place and recreation. It's about helping with transportation and congestion. So that's what everybody talks about. Oh, Brickell's going to be so crowded mm-hmm. when all these residential units are completed and all these people move in. But by having alternate forms of transportation, such as the Metro Rail, which is so convenient, you can bike there, you can park your car nearby, you can get on the Metro Rail, you can get on the Metro Mover. I mean, it all just is very synergistic.
And is this appealing to people that are buying in Brickell Heights?
Well, it's actually pretty interesting, because we've been doing sales now probably close to 2.5-3 years. When we first started, everyone was very concerned about parking. And we do allocate a certain number of parking spaces based upon a one-bedroom, two-bedroom unit. And we actually have some excess spaces because...
I don't know that I'd want to go on record about that.
Well, no, it actually is very interesting. So initially, everybody wanted to buy the excess spaces. And now we actually have a few that we want to market, and the people are not chomping at the bit to buy them. We think once they move in, maybe they will for maybe a second or third car. But we haven't seen the activity that we had initially, because mm-hmm. I think people are really buying into the concept of using public transportation, the ride sharing, the Ubers of the world, so biking. And
buying into that concept? How about they've got to have that concept at this point? I'm having this debate in my house every day that you only need one car for every two people now. And my wife, who lives in about a 4-square-mile universe, mm-hmm. doesn't believe me, because it's a convenience thing. But wait till the convenience thing starts to get less and less convenient, because you're sitting there. I mean, how many phone calls do you want to have just to pick up a cup of coffee? It's just amazing. It was four people deep just to get onto Brickell Avenue, Biscayne Boulevard today in another part of town where you guys are building another internally focused community, Paraiso. So it sounds to me like the Related Group has a focus on these new urban communities and looking at ways to help make them fun and interesting places to live.
Well, I don't think it's a new concept. I mean, I think that George actually has been very thoughtful. His roots are on city planning. He loves cities. He studies cities of the world. So it takes a while to actually implement. I mean, we've been planning now 3+ years. Our entire timeline is 5 to 6 years. So it does take a while till you see the fruits of all this.
You mean on a specific building that's got 600 and some odd units? You've been working on this 3 years pre-development and 3 years development, execution, and closing?
No, it was 1 year pre-development, and we've been between putting our breaking ground and actually closings will be probably three years.
When do you think you'll start closing deals there?
Our plan is to start closing the first quarter of 2017.
Anybody needs a high-end mortgage, you know who they can call, right?
Absolutely. Jim Fried.
You're the lady. Oh, yeah.
305-773-6300.
Oh, I'm giving you a nickel on the break. Oh, Megan, we'll pay you, Meg, to come giggle at everything we say. You're terrific. There you go.
I'm so entertained.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. We just want to make it entertaining, because somebody's out there in the rain getting cut off by somebody that's a so-and-so right now. So we want them to forget it and have a good view of the future and know that we're really friends just having fun and providing people with good, solid information they can use right away. That's really what we want to do. And Wanda, how much more time do we have? I can't tell by looking up there. I need a finger. You got to give me it in a finger. Digitize it. When I say digitize the answer.
1 minute.
Thank you. You know, now if it was 2 minutes, you could be the announcer at the Heat game, but you'd have to say it in Spanish. So we've only got about a minute left. And I actually used 30 seconds of it with that stupid, crazy bit. But Arden, what is the number one thing that people need to take away from Brickell Heights? And it's the aptly named Brickell Heights because it is a high point in the neighborhood.
I think what they need to take away is this is a phenomenal project that provides a lot of exciting amenities to its residents. It's in the epicenter of downtown Miami, the Brickell area, and everything's going to be right at your fingertips.
It's the Manhattanization of Miami coming absolutely. I wrote that like 15 years ago when Harvey Taylor opened up the Publix. But it's the Manhattanization of Miami. It's an incredible and amazing thing. And as much as people vision themselves into this fear that they have, it really ain't that hard to get in and out of Brickell Avenue. I do it all the time. So, Arden, I want to thank you so much for coming in. If people want to get more information on Brickell Heights, what's like the website or the sales center number or some way they can get more info?
It's BrickellHeights.com, and they can call you, and you can also...
I can get a commission?
Absolutely. Ooh, we pay nice commissions.
So. Hey, I'm all about the commish, but actually, no, I want to make sure that they like what they're buying so that they're happy, and then I want to make a commission.
Of course they'll like what they're going to buy.
Oh, we're going to end with that.
Brickell Heights and related.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. We'll be back after this. We're going to still have Arden with us. She's also a director on the Underline committee we're going to have. Her good friend, Megan, we're going to talk about the Underline, the interconnectivity, the futuring, why Miami is becoming such a great city. And it's not just because we live here. We'll be back after this. Wanda, it's yours.